Calling Walmart customer service. How can I help you today?
Yes, you're calling Walmart customer support. How can I help you?
Okay. And when did you receive the phone call from us?
Okay. And can you verify me your name so that I can pull out your information and let you know?
Just give me a moment.
And what number did you receive the message? You said you received a message from us, right?
Okay, John, I got your file here, and I can see here that there is a purchase made under your name, and the product is Sony PlayStation 5 with limited edition 3D headset. The amount is $617.23. So did you place this order?
Okay, all right. Okay, don't worry if you didn't place this order, then we can help you cancel this order, because it seems like this is a fraudulent order placed by someone else. Maybe someone is trying to misuse your personal information. But don't worry, I will run a full security check on this Walmart account and find out what exactly is going on under your name, right?
Yes, but before I proceed with the cancellation procedure, can you verify me your current zip code?
What is your zip code?
Okay. The reason why I verify your zip code is because the shipping address provided here is 49 Arcadia Court, Albany, New York, 12205. So do you know this address, or do you know anyone who lives in this address?
Okay. And just for the verification, can you let me know that did you ever share your personal information with anyone like your family, friends, or relatives?
Okay. And have you ever lost your wallet or any personal information in the past?
You don't. Okay. All right. So I just completed the security check on this Walmart account, and I can see here that there are three more Walmart accounts open under your name, and it has been accessed from different locations and devices as well. And this Walmart account has been accessed from the state of Ohio, New Jersey, California, Texas, and New York. So have you ever been to any of these places?
Okay. All right. And I can also see here that there are multiple bank accounts open under your name that is linked to this Walmart account. And banks like Bank of America, U.S. Bank, Chase Bank, and Wells Fargo. And there is a red flag on all these accounts by the fraud department because it was found suspicious. So are you aware of this situation, or this is the first time that you are hearing about this?
Alright. Now, can you let me know, did you ever connect your phone or laptop to any public Wi-Fi like hospitals, libraries, bus stops, airports, or anywhere else?
Okay. I'm just asking you this because these are the places where your identity can easily be stolen through the public Wi-Fi as it is not secured. So you need to be careful about that, alright? And since you are not aware of this situation, you are a victim of an identity theft, and this is a fraudulent case. So what I can do for you is that I will go ahead and initiate and cancellation this order for this order, and I will make sure to shut down all those fake Walmart accounts open under your name. And I will also file a complaint and report this matter to Albany, New York local police department and the fraud department as well. All right. But regarding those fake bank accounts, since your social has been misused by someone else to open multiple fake bank accounts with fraudulent transactions going on under your name and under the authorized person from the Social Security Administration. So what I will do for you is that I will forward your case file to the Social Security Administration so that they can look into it and they will help you resolve this issue, all right? Because there is a fraudulent order placed under your name, and like I say, there are many Walmart accounts open under your name and fake bank accounts open under your name, right? So, and also there is a fraudulent order placed under your name, which will be liable to you if it is not canceled, all right? So, in order to cancel this order, we need to shut down all these fake accounts, which is open under your name, right? And your name can be removed from these fraudulent activities because this is the identity theft and only the Social Security Administration can help you, all right? So don't worry, I will do one thing. I will also connect your call to one of the federal officers from the Social Security Administration so that they can help you. So when I transfer your call to them, you please tell them that the problem, the issue that you are facing, all right? You tell them that your social has been misused by someone else and not by you, all right? So that they can help you resolve this issue and they can clear your name out of these fraudulent activities, all right? And do not disconnect this phone call because they will provide you with the case details, all right? My name is Florence.
Yes.
You're welcome. Just give me a moment, all right?
Your call has been connected to the Investigation Department of Social Security Administration. This is Officer Elena Link. My batch number is GS4157. Manu, whom am I speaking with? My name is Elena. You can note it down, sir. E as in elephant, L as in Lara, another E as in English, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, Elena. My last name is Link, L as in Lara, I as in ice cream, N as in Nancy, K as in kilo. It started with a letter, G as in Georgia, like state Georgia, S as in Sam, 4157. We got a notify from the Walmart stating that there is a fraudulent activities done on your social. The multiple bank account has been opened under your name, right? They might have already told you. Okay. I believe it is a clear case of identity theft. So now here's your, Mr. Your first name. Can you help me with your first name and last name just for the verification? And Mr. Rudin, here, see, I'll go ahead and I'll explain it to you, each and everything, what exactly going on your name, like where and how your social has been misused. So before I give you a furthermore information, just to make sure that I'm giving out this confidential details to the right person, can you please verify me your social security number, your whole social number? Come again? Did you receive a phone call from Walmart, or is this your first time? Okay. And now here, sir, can you verify me your social number? Can you go slowly? 121. All right. Thank you for your verification. There is a case register under your name. So I'll go ahead and I'll explain it to you why you have a case ID under your name. So right now, you can write down the case ID number. Your case ID number, it started with the letter DC7010. You can note it down the case ID number. And make sure not to share this case ID number with any third person, because according to your case ID, I'm going to give you some information. So now here, sir, can you verify me your current zip code just for the verification? What's your current zip code? 123. Okay. And which state are you in, right? Okay. So now here, I want you to listen to me very carefully. If you don't understand, you can tell me. I'll explain you again. Okay. All right. So now here, sir, before we proceed further, I would like to notify you that the line which we are talking at the moment, it's being federally recorded and monitored by the higher authority like FBI, Police Department, DA, Social Security Administration, and U.S. Marshal Service. And I want you to be honest, whatever you speak, that might be the only piece of evidence that will prove your innocence in your favor. And sir, here, as we have done an investigation, we found out in the address, like southern border of Texas, like 2811 Monitory Drive, El Paso, Texas. 79912. Are you familiar with this address? As we have done an investigation, we found on more than 7 bank accounts under your name, which is linked with the social. So do you have those many bank accounts under your name? Can you let me know which bank do you have? Just to differentiate. I'm sorry? And since how long you're dealing with this bank? Just to differentiate. And is this your personal account or joint account with your family? Okay. And sir, here, see, we found on more than 7 banks. So from all those fraudulent banks, like the thousands of dollars, like more than $1.5 million has been went to the narco trafficking and terrorist country like Colombia and Mexico. So my question to you is that, did you make anywhere transition to the country like Colombia and Mexico? Did you send any money under your name? Okay, so now here, just to differentiate that, just to prove your innocence, that stating that you are not the one who is involved in this case. So can you let me know, like in your Chase bank, what type of account are you holding with this bank? Because right now, we are trying to freeze out all the fraudulent account which has been operated by the imposter, just to differentiate that, stating that this is not your fraudulent account. So can you let me know what type of account are you holding with this bank? And you don't have a debit card with this bank? Okay, no debit card, right? And now, sir, as I already told you, they are from all those fraudulent banks. The like $1.5 million has been read to the narco trafficking and terrorist country like Colombia and Mexico. Like you say that you have not made any wire transition to the country like Colombia and Mexico. In order to prove your innocence over this recorded line, stating that you're not holding any illegal money into your bank account. So So can you let me know what's the approximate amount do you have in your saving and checking? Just roughly, not the exact amount.
8,000.
8,000 in saving is 32, right? Okay. Now here, sir, I do believe this is a clear case of identity theft. Like, have you ever shared your social security number to anyone? Like, have you ever lost your wallet before? Do you remember? And like, did you face such kind of incident, like someone broke into your house, someone broke into your car? Okay, and then can you let me know, recently did you try to apply your social in any of the online sites, like applying for a loan, credit card, or mortgage? Do you remember? Because why I'm asking you all this question is because online activity is never secure. Anybody can steal your information or hack your information. Because in this case, we suspect this might be the case of identification theft, like where your personal and banking credential might have been compromised. So now here, sir, in order to prove your innocence over this recorded line, so just for the verification, can you let me know, like, you live by yourself or you're living with the family right now at this point of time? And what did you do for a living, like your employee, unemployed? Okay, you're retired, right? Okay, now, sir, can you let me know over this recorded line, just for the verification, like, how many vehicles do you register under your name? Driving car do you own at one? Because one, just for the verification, just to secure your information. Right now, I'm going to fill up your S verification form and forward all of your information to the U.S. Treasury Department, stating that you're not the one who's involved in this case. This is your true information, just to prove it. Prove that, not to freeze your any of your account, okay? That's the reason. And sir, do you have a valid driving license under your name? Okay. So now here, Mr. C, the reason why you are receiving this phone call is because in this regard, we have also checked your past record. And we have found that your banking account in genuine record and there is no complaint in the past. Like, you are being a good citizen, you don't have any criminal records before, right? That's the only reason. That's the only reason we try to reach you before you face any legal consequences. So now here, sir, I'll forward all of your information to the higher authority and get approval so they can initiate with you to resolve this case and remove your name from this kind of allegation. And Mr. Rudin, I'll let you know what you need to do to resolve this case. So I want you to stay on the line for a couple of seconds. Is that okay for you? Okay, stay connected because this is the case of money laundering and this is the case of identity theft. We are not here to blame you. We are not here to accuse you. Our main protocol is to find a rail car beat and stop this kind of criminal activities under your name, okay? Now, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to connect your call to one of the senior officers from the U.S. Marshal, who is the more responsibility person in regards to your case. Like, they will help you and guide you for the further investigation, and they will help you to safeguard your information, whatever you have linked with the social. You can just have a word with them. Is that okay for you? They will verify to you each and everything. If you have any doubt, any question, you can ask them. They will verify to you each and everything, okay? Because this is the case of identity for you. I'll connect your call from the secure line, okay? This is a federal record in life. Because once you disconnect the line, your resolvement option will be terminated. That's why.
The line, your call has been transferred to the senior investigating officer, Adam Peterson, awaiting today. So I believe your call has been transferred to me from Social Security Administration, correct? Adam Peterson? Yes, I am. First, I need to confirm that whether I'm talking to a right person or not. Yeah, I know, like, are you using an Android or an iPhone? Do you know how to receive and send pictures from your phone? Now, I want you to send a picture of your driving license or any of your ID that can prove that I'm talking to right person, because right now it's a case of money laundering and drug trafficking and identity theft. I need to make sure that I'm talking to right person. Let me just provide you the number on which you can send me the picture. The number is 703-301-1944. I need you to send me the picture, only the front, because I need to make sure that sir, I believe you talked to an officer from Social Security. They must have told you that your information is being used for doing money laundering and drug trafficking. So I need to make sure that I'm talking to the right person so that I can help you out. That's why I need an identity from your side. Financial Service Division. I'm the Assistant Director. Yeah. Sir, first you need to confirm me that whether I'm talking to the right person or not. Only after that we can proceed further. Because now we're going to talk about the situation. It's the first time I'm speaking to you. Your call has been transferred to me from Social Security. This is U.S. Marshal. So I'm not here to prove myself because the case is not registered on my name.